Triumph of Katie Byrne by Barbara Taylor Bradford. Copyright 2001 by BG Enterprises, Incorporated. This full-length reading was published by arrangement with Bantam Doubleday Dell Publishing, an imprint of Random House Audio Publishing Group, a division of Random House, Incorporated, and was produced in 2001 by Books on Tape, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. This book has 336 pages and is read by Kate Redding. Dedication. This book is for my husband, Bob, with my love and thanks for making everything always so special. Part 1. Kiss of Death. Connecticut, 1989. Break off this last lamenting kiss which sucks two souls and vapors both away. John Donne. The coward does it with a kiss. Oscar Wilde. Chapter 1. The girl sat on a narrow bench, center stage, her body bent forward, one elbow on her knee, a hand supporting her head. The thinker, deeply thinking, her body language seemed to convey. She was dressed very simply, boyishly, in a loose gray knitted tunic cinched by a black leather belt, worn with black tights and ballet slippers. Her long reddish-gold hair was plaited, the plaits wound tightly around her head, so that the finished effect was like a burnished copper cap gleaming under the pin-spot shining down. The girl's name was Katie Byrne, and she was 17, and acting was her entire life. She was about to act for her favorite audience, an audience of two, her best friends, Carly Smith and Denise Matthews. They sat on straight-backed wooden chairs in front of the makeshift...